Okay, let's see. We've got Terry calling us from Mount Lake Terrace. Hi, Terry. Get your question in. We may have to go to a break, but get your question in.
Okay, this is a follow-up to a discussion we had a little while back on calcium scoring and how to peel back the calcium layer. And I wondered if you knew anything about the protocol that uses the low-dose tetracycline and EDTA and some other nutrients to help with that.
Now, you're talking about taking calcium out of plaque in the artery, sir. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. The arterial
okay.
plaque, yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with that, and the reason I'm not is that the protocol developed over in Japan for getting calcium out of the plaque is so doggone successful, and it uses something very natural, namely vitamin K, and various forms of vitamin K, but I just go with that one to get the plaque out of the arteries, sir. There also is an intravenous treatment called PlaqueX, but again, the vitamin K is sufficiently successful by swallowing it that we don't need an intravenous. Now, we do need it for quite a while to get the job done. I won't deny that. But I like the Super K from wherever it is, Life Extension Foundation. No, they don't pay me nothing, that Life Extension Foundation, even though I'm an advisor. And I usually have asked people to take at least two and maybe three twice a day, and their calcium scores get better. In fact, sometimes they almost disappear if they take it for long enough.
Okay. Yeah, I do take K2, but not this dose. And my score has come down from 100 to 107. So I'm looking to get below 100.
Yeah, I would too. And the thing I really like about this, sir, is the Japanese not only reported that the calcium started to disappear slowly from the plaque, but the bones got denser. So apparently the calcium was transferred to the bones. That's pretty cool.
Well, not only that, but I've learned that the calcium got in the arteries in the first place by taking it from the bones.
There you go. Yes, indeed.
So this is put it back.
That's right, sir.
Well, I'll continue on that path and see what happens.
Well, thank you for
calling. Thank you.